Blog Talk Radio.
Although sometimes life throws you a curveball and life's problems may cause you to pause, Life with Michelle will help you heal and get through it all. Because she is helping all push past yield, she will make it a good day to smile. She will make it a good day to laugh. She will make it a good day to live, mixing all life's experiences in a bundle of love. She will guide you to the road of happy, because all is well on Life with Michelle, the Queen of Happy.
Depend on you, because it's what
encouragement and the force of divine love. We ask that you be God before us and bind everything that comes within this conversation for today. Allow us to speak with clarity, allow us to speak to be edified and to be encouraged and desperately help any person on the talking about faith to live a better life and speak a better quality of life and want to be a service to others as well as our committed and serving through service and prayer, touching the hearts of others, and ministering to all those in need of your divine love. Amen. Hi. Well, today's topic today, we're talking about the complete process of listening to love. And I'm just talking static over the phone. This topic is as a suggested topic. What about this? Set up a relationship. Such a time to guide direction in your own life. We got, you know, talk. So that's what we're going to talk about. I want to talk about toxic. Sometimes people don't even know that they're in a toxic relationship. So we have to, there's some things that I want to talk about. Let people know what those signs are. Wow. This is really, really staticky. I'm trying to, every time I speak, we just don't have to buy the enemy. He don't want me to talk about this today. Because I'm going to help somebody today. Let me say a song. Let me just say a song and, first, because we get the phone, I got to go on some people here for a moment there. Because obviously, something is going on, and it's easy to address it very, very quickly. Okay, I am going to help in the crowd to do what's going on to my reception here. But I am sending this message today because specifically take this question with static answer. Because I wanted me to think about it. I was in this type of conversation as we tonight and up out, and I'm not sure to call the show if that helps. But we get out to getting toxic chips of love about it.
Lord, body, as body to be someone other than other. There's everybody in love. But sometimes our life, we block because of love, because of the relationship that are in relationship to be in. That may not be the skill. So that's a whole different avenue on this when to try to cure it and find different. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We have called back into the show. We apologize for the technical difficulties that we are having, but nevertheless, the show must go on because I am a very tenacious person, and I will keep on going until I can't go no more. And even if the enemy tries to stop me, I'm pushing through because I know for now that this message has to obviously be something that someone needs to hear because of the anytime you have conflict or certain things and when you're trying to do something, sometimes it can be God and, you know, just trying to give you warning, direction or whatever. But a lot of times with things like this and discussions like this that's going to help somebody, you better rest assured that it's the enemy trying to block someone being helped, delivered, or freed from whatever thing that it is that they're bound to. So I am determined to get this message out today. All right, now we got some better reception going on here so we can get it on. So, all right, you know, it's just I'm a very passionate person about my motto of my life coaching company is helping all push past you, which is the acronyms for HAPPY. And I just want to help people embrace a happy life because we can desire a lot of things, but if we don't know how to acquire it, if we don't know that it's already there for us, you know, because of the promises that the Father has promised unto us, if we don't know how to grab that bit of happiness in our own life, we will be stuck in a yield position. So I want to help everyone that's under the sound of my voice get past the yield point in your life. And the topic today is getting rid of toxic relationships linked into love and its liberty. You know, a lot of times I see even myself, you know, I'm in a position, I'm unmarried, but you know what the thing is? I know how to tap into the presence of love. And, you know, and I even tell people that I walk in love, I am love because we were created in his image. So if he's love, then we're also love. All right? All right, so I'm going to get this show going because I want people to truly know what it is to truly love yourself and to love a person, you know, that you desire to have in your life. But some of the things you have to do in your life before you can really, you know, accept or welcome someone else in your life, you need to get rid of the toxic relationships. I run into so many women. And I'm speaking from a perspective of women, but this also applies to men as well. So many people are in relationships that they just definitely do not need to be in. Anytime, let me give you some signs of knowing how to know that you're in a toxic relationship. Because, you know, that is the main issue. Most people don't know when they're in a toxic relationship. You may want to write this down to most people. Here's one of the number one sign that you know that you're in a bad relationship. Let's just say there's someone in your life you feel a bit ambivalent about. perhaps it's someone that you work with. We're going to explore, working relationships, or, just personal relationships and loving, intimate relationships. Or someone you've just started dating, or even someone you just used to be friends with, but you know who makes you feel a bit uneasy. Keyword, uneasy. If you're constantly around a person that makes you feel uneasy, but you're in their company, a lot, but, it's something about them that makes you feel uncomfortable, because if you're in the presence of other people around you should not make you feel uncomfortable with being around them. So that can potentially be a toxic, connection with a person with toxic, just bring toxic to the relationship. And then if a person is always easy to point the finger toward others, or about what you're feeling, or anything that you feel, and they automatically point out the bad thing, the negative thing, those are signs of a toxic person being in your presence. There are some other signs, some telltale signs. Say, for instance, because your time and your energy and your attention is very, very important. But if you're around a person that constantly is unnurturing, that their whole intention is to be around you. If you say something, they're very condescending all the time. They're if you have something positive to say, they combat you with a negative, phrase or something just to combat everything that you say. And you may not notice it right away because you're like, okay, they're just being who they are. But you have to pay attention to those type of things because that is truly a sign of you being in a toxic relationship. And it doesn't have to mean that you're in a relationship, a man and a woman relationship, but you could be in a friendship relationship with a person who is this way towards you, displaying these type of characteristics and personalities around you, and you may not be aware of that. And a lot of times when you have a lot of those type of people in your world, things around you in your own world sometimes, become disconnected and discombobulated because you have that person in your life, and you may not think that is directly related to them, but if you notice that they're gone, something, the atmosphere changes, and something tells you, wow, every time this person, if you just take the time to know, every time I'm in the presence of this person, I feel uneasy, the environment is all in unbalance, it's just a negative vibe in the air. All of those things, those are signs of you being in the presence or in a relationship with a toxic person. Now, let me tell you some of the things. If any of you know about anything about the law of attraction, it doesn't just limit you to what you visualize for the future. It also applies to how you're behaving right now. And specifically, frequent complaints and negativity breed more of the same. So if you're in a relationship or connection with a person that, constantly negative, guess what? You may be a normally positive person, but you'll find yourself being negative and condescending towards others because you're breeding the, if you think about the law of attraction, it says those people that you allow in your world, those that people that you attract to yourself and allow in your company, they begin to rub off on you and kind of put off those same characteristics on you. And if you allow that, you'll become that way too. And, a lot of times we want loving relationships, loving connections, positive connections. You want to be around people that are doing positive things and doing things in their lives for the better. So you'll notice that based on the law of attraction, if you allow toxic people in your world, guess what? Whatever comes with that toxic environment begins to, contaminate your world as an individual. But remember that when you wake up, everything, you have a choice, a personal choice. The ball is in your court in regards to how you want to spend your day, If you exude bitterness, anger, and self-pity, you may be bringing those around you down too. So if vice versa, if somebody, you know, gets up and, you know, they're bringing that, you know, atmosphere around you. So those are some of the type of things that you need to pay attention to. If you're in a relationship with a man or woman, some of the things that you definitely should, you know, pay attention to. There are a lot of times when your partner, if you are in a relationship where, just say for instance, if you are very so much into, you know, writing or poetry or in the arts, and your partner isn't, and if your partner is always discouraging you about what you're doing, because they have no interest in it, and so they try to discourage you from doing that very thing that you enjoy doing, that's a sign of a person, that's toxic to you. Because anybody, if you are with a spouse, anybody that truly, truly loves you, supports you in all of those things, they're not, just because they're not interested in your hobbies or your interests, they're not going to discourage you from doing those very things. They are going to be comfortable enough in allowing you to do those things that make you happy as an individual. And they will be very understanding of your feelings, your needs, your likes, your dislikes. That's the type of relationship that you deserve, or you should allow yourself to be in. And if you identify with what those things, toxic things are in a relationship or in a person, then you will know what steps you need to take to take hold of a better relationship and grab on and link into the love you so desire. I'm going to go over let me just, you know, kind of explain to you, you know, what toxic relationships do. You know, a lot of people want to understand what is toxic relationships. You really would have to be able to define what is, you know, define the word toxic. And I want to attempt to do that for you, define toxic, because, you know, you have to really break down the science of things so people can really, truly understand, the conversation, because, I may say a whole lot today and you still may not understand it. But if you understand what toxic is, a lot of people, you know, believe it or not, adults don't even understand what the word toxic is. So let me first define that before we go on any further. And I'm going to give you a couple of definitions of what toxic is. Definition number one. Toxin is of pertaining to, affected with, or caused by a toxin or poison, a toxic condition. Definition two, acting as or having the effect of poison. Poison is a toxic drug. Definition number three, pertaining to or nothing debt that will probably not be repaid. Number four, pertaining to or nothing as financial instrument or other asset that has no value or an unknown value because there is no market for it. All right, those are different toxic definitions that, you know, apply to different situations and circumstances. But when you think about one of the definitions I said, poison, when you think about poison, a poison, that's something that comes to destroy you. And the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So it's just like, you know, all of those bad characteristics are toxic and poisonous to your well-being, to your mental state of mind, to your physical and spiritual well-being. So when you think about having a toxic person in your life, you will not allow yourself to be able to be loved in the way you so desire. You will not allow yourself to spiritually walk in the fullness of your walk in total harmony with the Most High. If you allow yourself to continue on in relationships that mean you no good. And we're not going to be preaching today, but we're just generally just talking in conversation. So now that we've defined what toxin is, something that's poisonous to your well-being, your life, those are my definitions of toxic. You know, anything that destroys you being happy, anything that destroys you from walking spiritually and unified in your walk with the Most High, anything that keeps you from the love that you so desire, anything that keeps you from being whole in your person, that is toxic. All right, toxic relationships are called as because they attack. Do you hear the word attack? The victims like a poison. Do you hear that word again? Poison. Toxic relationships, they attack people. They attack others. They leave you feeling badly about yourself or not like yourself at all. Here are a few signs to look out for. I just want to share that. A few signs to look out for. Does this person constantly put you down? Number one. And, you know, and I'm making sure that I, you know, put out some good things because one of my listeners directly wanted to hear the conversation about this. I just want to remind you, if you're under the sound of my voice, I see quite a few people on the switchboard. 917-932-8881 is the call-in number if you want to weigh in on the conversation or offer somebody a word of encouragement who may be in a toxic relationship but wants to get out so that they can, you know, begin to accept the quality of love in their life that they so desire. But getting back to this, does this person constantly put you down directly or indirectly? Do they try to make themselves sound better or downplay your accomplishments? Listen to this, because if you don't listen, then you may miss what I'm trying to tell you. If a person that you're with is directly or indirectly, they do things to try to make you sound like you're ignorant. Or they take what you say and make it sound like it was none of no importance, and they try to make what you have already said sound better and downplay, you know, the achievements in your life, your own accomplishments. And if something could be very grand and very important to you, but, you know, but in their eyes, they try to make you see that is, you know, it wasn't no big deal, so to speak. Does this person cause you to question your successes or your own character? Think about it. If you're in a relationship with someone that always is questioning, you know, whether your success, the success that you're having, is the success that you should be in, you know, just remember that it was any success, always a little bit of failure. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of failure, because those things that you fail in only come to make you stronger and to push forward that more successfully. I tell so many people so many times, you know, when God gives you when the Most High gives you a vision and it's your vision, He may not give it to your spouse, but if you're in the right relationship, when you're given a vision, your spouse or significant other will be the person that helps you and helps you execute that vision. Because guess what? You guys are made to work together and in a partnership as a team. So if you have a person that's not helping you with your success, or, you know, supporting you in that type of way where you're working together, even if the vision was given to you, it's just like it's given to him as well, because your partner, if he's not helping you through that and be or she to be successful in what you're doing, then that's obviously the wrong person for you. And I would never tell a person to leave their relationship, but it has to be your own personal decision. If you want to link into the life of love and the liberty of what comes with being in the right relationship, then you definitely need to understand these points that I'm bringing you today about getting rid of the toxic relationship so you can link into love and its liberty. Because, you know, there's a freedom in love. There's a beauty you know, just total freedom to, you know, to be who you are, to live as you live in a unity with somebody that loves you and that supports you in everything and all that you do. There's just a beauty behind that type of connection and that type of love. So if that's what you want, you definitely have to understand these points of identifying with the toxic person that may be in your life and hindering you from successfully moving forward in the things that you wish to do. If you're with a person like that and you don't understand why you're at a yield in your life, I'm here to tell you that you may need to pay close attention, because that being with the wrong person could be the very thing that's keeping you from doing and succeeding in what you're doing. All right. And some of the other things to watch out for. Do you feel like you aren't yourself anymore? You know, this person takes you into a place of not because you're there, they make you so uneasy and uncomfortable that when you're around them, you just feel like you're not yourself, because you just feel like, I don't want to be in their presence. They make me, you know, uneasy. They make me uncomfortable. I just, you know, I'm supposed to love this person. This person will love me. But the constant connection between us, it's so demanding of my mental stability that you may need to reevaluate the situation and make the decision for yourself that you may be in a toxic relationship and you may need to exit as soon as possible. Ask yourself, has the other person traded away your quirks, passions, or habits so you have become more like them or their ideal person as opposed to your own true self? Did you catch that? You know, a person may seem like they have all good intentions. They could be in church. They could be, you know, the most wonderful person in the world in your eyes, outside of some of the things that they do. Let me tell you, if a person is constantly trying to change who you are or change who you spend, you know, who you become friends with or change your passions, if you're passionate about writing poetry, and we just put it out there because I like writing poetry, if you're in a relationship with a person that understands that you love writing poetry, but they do something like this and say, hey, you spent so much time writing poetry, why don't you take a break? It may seem like it was just something of concern that, you know, they want you to just be, you know, take a break and relax a little bit. But quietly, they're really stripping you away from the things that you love doing. And one of the things that they want you to be more involved in what they're doing. If you're not playing, you're thinking that they're trying to spend time with you or want you to do the things that they want to do or understand the things that they want to do. They want to have you around all the time. Let me tell you, that is a person that's controlling who you are. That is a person that's dictating who you should be. That is a person that is wanting you to be just like them. And if you're not careful or you're not paying attention, you will become just who they want you to be. Let me say it one more time. If you're not paying attention and if you're not careful, you may just be becoming who they desire you to be. And that's not a way to live. You should be able to live as a person as you are and still contribute to the beauty of being in a loving relationship. Let me just say this again. We're talking about getting rid of toxic relationships to link into love and its liberty. And the only way you're going to link into love and its liberty is to understand first that you are in a toxic relationship. All right, next point, if you feel any of these things happening in your relationship, it's a sign of something unhealthy between the two of you. If you've tried to fix the problems, And to no avail, there was not a change. Because sometimes we try to fix relationships because we become so complacent with the person that we're with. And we become so complacent that, you know, to the point where we try to make it work with somebody that is not meant to work with. And the Most High keeps trying to nudge at us and say, hey, this is not the person that I have for you. I have a better way. I have a better example of love. I have a better situation, baby. Woo! I have a better, you know, model of love for you that I have designed especially for you. Because it is His will that we're happy and that we're healthy and that we're in loving relationships. It is His will. You've got to believe that the Father's will is for you and I to be in loving relationships, because He is a God of love. So, you know, you've got to know that He wants you to be in loving relationships and not be in relationship where you're being puppeted around, basically. You're being told to don't do this, don't do this, this is going to make our relationship work. Last I checked, when you're in a relationship, that it takes the two of you to make a thing be right. All right. Let me go on to some of the other points. I just want to say this. I said before, I never want to tell a person to leave a relationship, because I truly believe that it has to be your own personal decision. But all I could do is offer you a little bit of advice, a little bit of encouragement, a little bit of guidance, and give you a little bit of information, and you have to come to that decision in your own self to say, hey, this is not the right thing for me. You have to come to yourself, come to a point in your life where you say, it's time to cut my losses and recognize that I'm with the wrong person, and this person is never going to change. And you have to realize that you have to take care of you first in order for you to truly be happy with someone else. All right. We're talking about getting rid of toxic relationships, and so that you can link into the love of and His liberty. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I just opened up the chat room back. I guess the features are working now. So I know it's quite a few of you on the switchboard. I appreciate your presence. I have managed to get this chat room open here. So join me if you have questions in the chat room that you want to place in the chat room, or you want to expound or anything that I'm saying. You know, I will monitor the chat room so that we can, include your responses in the discussion for today. Again, we're talking about getting rid of toxic relationships to link into love and its liberty. And I am going to play a little bit of music just for your listening so that you know, you can enjoy it and understand how love is supposed to make you feel. You know, I got my listen on with a little bit of music today. And I wanted to kind of, you know, point out, you know, the music back in the day was on point about everything, with love and everything. I don't know what's going on with this music today, but nevertheless, I'm going to play one of my favorite songs, Endless Love. You got to, you know, let these words marinate so you can understand what kind of love that I'm talking about. You know, when somebody truly feels something in a deep connected within your heart and their heart about you and the person that they love. I'm going to play Lionel Richie and Ms. Diana Ross. All right.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love,
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Wow, that song right there, it's just an experience in itself, and it definitely helps you to understand what you should be the exchange in your emotions, what they should feel like when you're actually in a loving relationship. And that's why it's so important. You know, you can't just base your relationship just on listening to a song. But if you listen to a lot of the old-time songs, they have so much substance in it, and it kind of helps you to enhance the message of love, if that's what you truly desire in your life. The music kind of just gave you that direction in your heart, how you should feel, how you should exchange those feelings and those emotions, and how you should be toward the person that you love so dearly. All right, we're talking about getting rid of toxic relationships to link into love and its liberty. Let's go down the line. and keep it going. Sometimes it will, I will say this, sometimes it is very difficult for a person to get rid of toxic relationships. And the reason being is because, first, you don't identify it as a toxic relationship, and two, you become so used to this person and this individual. A lot of times people don't like starting over, but I want to encourage you, if starting over is what you need to do, then that's what you need to do, because that's the only way you're going to grab on to love. That's the only way you're going to be able to link to the love that you desire, because, you know, if, as long as you're in, a, you know, that bad situation, you will not have room for someone else to, that will truly love you and encourage you, support you. That person right there is standing at your gate saying, asking, pleading, praying to the Most High, for you to just open your eyes and see him standing there or her standing there. But you have to open up the gate and release that other person so that other person can come in. I talk to so many people, and sisters in general, they say that they want loving relationships. They say that's what they need. They know that's what they love and deserve, but they refuse to let go of Tyrone Pookie. They refuse to let go of Big Nate Dogg, you know, Casanova. They refuse to let go of those individuals in their lives, and for the men, they refuse to let go of, you know, sexy chocolate hippie pretty ladies with no substance in their lives, or may have an appearance of substance, but they don't. They're only doing, you know, what they need to do to stab you. So there's, I understand that it may be difficult, but it's just something that you have to decide in your life and understand and say to yourself that I deserve more out of my relationship. I deserve to be happy. I deserve real and true love. I deserve to enjoy my relationship. All of those things, you have to come, you just have to do some self-searching of yourself and come to that point in your life and say that I deserve it, because the longer you're in your toxic relationship, you're saying that I don't deserve to be in a happy relationship. All right, that's the reality of it. It is what it is. All right, we're going to keep it going here. Something that you need to do, you may need to get back in touch with your own value. And what I mean by that is that sometimes you could be lost so much in someone else or the ideal of the person that you have in your life that you lose yourself, ultimately losing your self-worth and your own value. And so you decide, after you lose that, you see nothing else. You see there's nothing for you to hope for, to dream for, or to try to reach for, because you've totally lost yourself in them. These people are the type of people who will keep you from, as long as you allow them, they will totally keep you blinded. Blinded with, you know, this facade of truly loving you, making you feel like, oh, their love is the only love that you'll be able to obtain. Your love, their love is the only love that is the best, you know, it's the best thing next to, you know, some good old sliced cheesecake. if I got any cheesecake lovers out there, you understand what I mean, because I love some cheesecake. But a person will compare themselves and make themselves seem so valuable to it will make you feel like you have no value. And they will make you feel like you're lucky to have them, when definitely, normally 99% of the time, it's them that's lucky to have you. And you have to know that. I know I got an amen right there on that. All right. We're talking about getting rid of toxic relationships to link into love and its liberty. All right. Once you understand your value and understand that, you know, you do have something to offer in a relationship, and that the person that you're this condescending towards you or putting you down or you're making you feel unaccomplished, that's the person you need to definitely say, hey, you know, here's your walking papers. I love myself, and I choose to love me, and I choose to welcome the love I deserve into my life. Once you make it to that point, you'll be able to, you know, really grab on to, you know, you have to go through a process too. I want to say if you are by some of the things, the things that I'm pointing out, if you are in a toxic relationship, allow yourself time in between your relationships to heal your own self, to rid yourself of the negative energy in your life, of the hurt, the pain, the discord. You know, because once you're in a toxic relationship, you become disconnected of what real love is all about, obviously, because you are in that relationship. So you need to reacquaint yourself with loving who you are. You need to reacquaint yourself with loving everything about what you can offer in a relationship, loving everything that you can do for yourself, to love yourself, whether it's just pampering yourself or, you know, really affirming in your own life how special you are to yourself. And, you know, allow yourself that time in between, because I can't tell you enough, because, you know, there are so many people that have so many failed relationships because they jump into another relationship before completely letting go of that past relationship. And I mean truly, truly letting go of the emotional attachments, the baggage that was, you know, that came from that relationship. You have to rid yourself of all of that, because then you'll carry that toxic baggage into the next relationship and wonder why it didn't work, and thinking it's the next person when you came with the baggage, and you were never able, that person never stood a chance because you never let go of the old stuff that you were holding to in your old relationships. And that's a point that I definitely want so many of our women, even our young women who are in relationships, who shouldn't probably be in relationships at such young age, but they need to be educated on relationships, since they're going to be in them. They need to understand that they don't need to be with a young man that's constantly putting them down, making them do things that they don't want to do. When you're in a controlling relationship like that, you're headed for doomsday. You're going to be unhappy, and you're going to stay unhappy unless you get yourself out of that toxic relationship. All right, next point and that I'm going to make. Don't forget to surround yourself with people who love and support you. After you've understood that, you know, hey, I deserve a better relationship, get around people who's going to support your decision on leaving that toxic relationship. Because, you know, you need people to know that to support you to say, hey, you deserve happiness, and they support you in taking a stand for your own life. And, you know, the right people around you, again, remember we're talking in between, you know, regular everyday relationships and relationships, you know, with a partner. You got to, you know, if you can surround yourself with people who support, who are positive, who understand about life, who is not lopsided with their opinions and their advice, then you want to be around those type of people, because guess what? Those are the type of people who understand life, and they normally have non-biased opinions, and they can really give you great advice to move on in your life. Whether you're cutting a toxic boyfriend, best friend, or family member, from your life. Sometimes, you know, and I hate to say this, but you can have a best friend in your life, and I want to share a story very quickly. A friend of mine was in, you know, in her, had a friend that she really thought she could confide in, totally. But, you know, she was telling all her problems, her marital problems to this friend. And her, you know, long story short, this friend took in all the information that she needed. And she, you know, essentially ended up with my friend's husband, and they got married. And now they are married with children. I'm going to just touch on that very quickly. Again, you have to know what type of people you're around. If you're in toxic relationships, 9 times out of 10, a toxic person will have the form of a friend, but not truly be your friend. And you really have to discern who you really call friend, because a lot of times, we may think we're telling, you know, confiding in the person that we can trust, that can help us, that can give us strength, that can love us, that do love us, but and you know, they're yet desiring what you have, trying to figure out how they can get what you have, and ultimately, if they get enough information, they can do just that skillfully. And I share that story just to basically tell you, you have to be discerning of who your friends are, because you can have toxic friends. You could have think you have known this person for 20 or 30 years and think that they're okay with you, but that's not always necessarily the truth until something happens and you realize that this person was truly not your friend in the first place. They were only around just waiting for that opportune moment to get exactly what you have. So you got to be mindful of those type of people. And I'm not saying be skeptical of all your friends. Oh, you know, is she truly my friend or is she not my friend? You know, something will, to, you know, especially if you're a person that really seeks to be truthful with others and you're a loving person yourself, you'll be able to, and especially if you're a spiritual person, you'll be led to see exactly what's going on with another individual. You will ultimately see, because nothing that's in the dark stays there very long. It is definitely the light comes to shine on it very brightly. But I, you know, that is something that I wanted to share momentarily, because you know, the people think that because this is my friend, they're not toxic. My boyfriend, this is toxic. Now, family. You can have situations where your family, you know, could be toxic toward you. They can, you know, have forms of, you know, not really truly want you to be happy. You would think because they're your family that they truly, truly want you to be happy, but that's not always the case. So you definitely have to be discerning of all those people and all those. You just be mindful. Just have your magnifying glass on, not shining, you know, really waving at everyone, but just paying attention so you'll be able to see clearly the intents of another person's actions in your life. That way, you'll be able to say, I can see this person with a long handle spoon. You know, like the old folks used to say, see this person with a long handle spoon. And that's sometimes you have to do. I'm not saying that, you know, because we have family and people that we love that, will be in our lives forever, because that's who they are. They are our families, our friends, or whatever. But that doesn't mean that you have to break bread with them every day, all day, or all the time. You may see them in a family reunion once a year, but then that's enough. Because, you know, there's always going to be somebody in the circle who is not going to be who they really truly say they are to you. So that is something that you definitely have to pay attention to. You'll need a little help getting through it. You know, all of these things that you're trying to, you know, work out, or, you know, in your own life, you're going to need some help to get through it. And you're going to, you know, have to trust somebody. So just pay attention to the signs, and that way you will know who you can confide in. But the number one person that, you know, that I say that you should confide in, because he never will fail you, and that is the Most High. There are times where, you know, where I intercede in prayer, and before I'm done, he's already answered the situation. situation or handle the situation. So this, you know, allowing yourself to reevaluate your life and your situation, if you allow yourself to truly spend time in prayer, and not, you know, and I'm not saying that you have to pray an hour, 2 hours every day, but if you, you know, if you really give the Most High that space and time in your life and that attention, you will understand that, you know, once you give him time, the things that we worry about, that we're concerned about, or the things that we're going through, he will give us the answer through prayer. And I'm not saying that God is going to come and speak in his audible voice and say, go do this and go do that. But he will give you signs and give you, you know, he will bring the right person to say the right thing in your life, and you will need that advice at that given moment. That's how the Most High works. You know, there are things, you know, if you're going through something in your life, he'll bring a sign and say, hey, here's the answer. And you're like, wow, I was just praying about this. And he comes through and gives you the answer. Maybe it's through a post-it. Maybe it's through somebody, you know, just saying in a casual conversation, it comes to you quickly. That's how he operates. That's how you know something comes from the Most High, is when it's just that instant. The answer, it just comes to you and says, hey, you were seeking direction, and I'm here. Here's the answer. So, you know, he always provides us comfort and gives us a way to be happy. He leads us to the path of happy. You know, but we have to pay attention to that path he's trying to take us on. Some of us, we want to turn left and turn right. When he says left, we want to turn right. When he says right, we want to turn left. When he says go straight, we want to go backwards. You know, it's just like, you know, we have to pay attention to the direction he's trying to give us in our life so that we can move forward to that finish line of happy. And, you know, and at the end of the rainbow, find that happiness. You know, not no pot of gold, but we find true happiness and divine love in him, because we have allowed ourselves to travel the path that he has intended us to travel on. That is the kind of purpose and direction that we need in our life. And we can't have that purpose and direction if we're allowing our lives to be occupied with toxic people who keep you from the promises of the Most High, who keeps us from thinking clearly or seeing things clearly. Anytime you're in a toxic relationship, you can't think clearly. The Most High can be trying to give you messages and say, hey, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. But because you're so focused on the turmoil and the turbulence that you're going through with dealing with this relationship that you're in, that you can't even pay attention to what the Most High is trying to show you. You can't pay attention to where he's trying to take you. He can be trying to take you on higher heights and deeper depths, and telling you this is the path of your health and your wealth and all of the good things that I have awaiting for you. But because you so desire to be in a relationship with somebody, you choose to stay with this toxic relationship because you feel like you can't take a hold and get someone else. And they have implanted in your head that you are not going to find anyone better. You are not going to do anything better. You are not going to find better, period. They have, you know, embedded this phrase, this statement in your head that they are the only thing that's going to be good about your entire life. Those are the type of things that we need to pay attention to. That is, you know, once we come to the understanding of what the Most High is trying to do, we have to break away, break through whatever barrier, break through that foundation that's not supposed to be together, but break through and see where he's trying to take you. Getting rid of those toxic relationships, that's what we're talking about today, to link into love and his liberty. There's a freedom in truly loving people. You know, when you see a person that naturally loves people, other people recognize it right away. You can go into a room with a person that carries love with them. They can enter into a room and then just their very presence will make everybody around them, even if people are upset and angry. If you come in contact with a person that lives this love, that walks this love, that talks talks about love, and they walk into a room where full of angry people, they can't help but feel love because love has walked into the room. I just can't express that enough. It's just about, you know, who you're, the aura around a person that walks in the liberty of love, that truly understand what love is. Because, again, I want to take you back to the scripture where if he is love, I want to say that again, if he is love and we're created in his image, then we should be love. We should be walking as love, talking as love, living in love, and rendering love, you know, accepting love, embracing love in its entirety. You know, you should be whole in love. And you know what? The moment that you become that, that will be the moment that you will be able to see how loving life is, how lovely the Most High has been in your life, how amazing love is, and then you will be able to accept love in its entirety in your life. You will be able to accept that other loving being into your life because you have grasped on to what love is all about. You have allowed yourself to say, hey, I deserve love. I deserve the mirror reflection of love that's in me, and even better, And I deserve to you know, have a loving marriage, loving relationships, a loving commitment, and all of those. Once you determine in your life that you deserve that, then you'll have it. And at that point in your life, you would have gotten rid of the toxic relationships in your life. And remember that, you know, when you find love in your life, you have to keep other things and things at bay. There was a tag on Facebook that I shared earlier, is that, you know, some of the things we have to definitely create certain things in our life to, you know, keep hold on to those things. Because we, you know, we can have those things and we allow the wrong people in our lives and in our space, then they can disrupt what you have if you allow it. But, you know, I'm going to share with you this tag, and the tag just speaks so much volume. It's just amazing how it just came right on time today when I was, you know, going to have my discussion. So I shared it on my page because I think it's very important for people to understand. You know, and the tag says, start attracting healthy people into your life by setting healthy boundaries. Do you know how much was just said in those few words? We talked about just a minute ago, toxic relationships can come from family, friends, and the person that you chose to love. All of those people can be in your personal space at some given time. And like we said, it's difficult at times to get rid of toxic people in your relationships because they are family and friends and somebody that you're in a relationship with. But more importantly, like family and friends, you may not be able to just so easily just say, hey, let me disconnect myself from them. But what you can say is that I choose a life of happiness and I'm going to just set some boundaries. So they can keep their toxins over there on their side of the plate, you know, of the world. And, you know, if they in the same room where you are, set some boundaries so you know, they can keep all that negative energy and that toxic, you know, all that toxic information and energy over there where they are. Set some boundaries. Set some healthy boundaries for yourself. If you find yourself not, you know, you definitely want to get rid of the toxic relationship, just allow yourself, and you find in those relationships are family and friends that you've known a long time or had a part of your life, just set the boundary and say, hey, I'm not going to break bread with you every day, but here you go. I may see you at the family reunion once a year, but that's just all I need. That's just learn, and sometimes you just have to do that. And so that's what I mean about it's not so easy just to break away with those relationships. You definitely can set some boundaries. I see some hands up, so I'm going to take a caller from the 313 area code. Caller from the 313 on the air with Ms. Michelle E. Alford, who's calling.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great to have you on air with me today. Did you want to weigh in on the discussion?
Yes. I just wanted to say that you are absolutely right. And one of the things is that you have to learn to love yourself when you get so involved or in deep with toxic people. It causes you to also think of yourself as toxic. But you don't want to do that. You have to learn how to love yourself first and get rid of that excess baggage that's weighing you down. It does you no good to hold on to that baggage that's not producing or making you grow or pushing you forward. And even with family members, you know, I have family members tell me, oh, you can't do this and you can't write and you ain't going to be. No, the devil is a lie.
All right.
I just thank you for it. This needs to be a worldwide message to even our young people where they're taking their own lives because of peer pressure. No, you don't have to take your life. God loves you enough to say, I will hold you and keep you in everything that you do if you just trust me. I thank you for this message.
Absolutely. I thank you for calling in and weighing in on the discussion. I think someone actually requested me talk about this, and so that you're right that, you know, it's obviously something that needs to be talked about more often because people are in relationships that they don't know how to get out of and or they're afraid to get out of because they can't. Think they can't find anything better or they can't do better. They're afraid to lose friends. They're afraid to lose the connection of family. But sometimes it's necessary in order for you or an individual to take hold on to their happiness in their own lives.
Right. Definitely.
All right. This is Miss Kelly. Kelly, did you want to share quickly? Because I love for people to have the opportunity to, you know, share with our listening audience who they are and what you're doing out there. So you can take the time to do that.
Okay, I'm Kelly. I'm also on Facebook and Poet in Motion Smith. And I do poetry. I have a web blog. It's called motivated2inspireyou.wordpress.com. And it's just to encourage people, you know, to let them know that God is real, God loves you, you know, despite what's going on, He still has your back. You just have to trust Him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Kelly, weighing in on the conversation. I certainly appreciate your presence here and for you tuning in. All right. We have some more minutes remaining in the show, about 15 more minutes remaining in the show. I'm going to read some other points that I want you to take hold on because, again, I can't put it in your head enough. You know, it's important for you to have your own personal growth so you can uncover what a toxic relationship is. And I'm going to give you some more points about toxic relationships and so that you can take some of this this word with you and kind of just do your own cleanup, you know, clean up for your own life so that you can move forward and find the happiness that you so desire. A lot of times, you know, I'm going to make this point, a lot of times when you start going through if you are in a toxic relationship and you secretly make the decision that you want to, you know, grow within yourself personally and change your circumstances, hoping that if, you know, because a lot of times people feel guilty and feel like if they change, maybe the person they're with will change, thinking that, you know, what's going on may be their fault. But it's not your fault or what you're going through. When a person that is not good for you, they will, that they're making you feel like that everything is your fault. So, you know, the kudos to anybody that makes a decision within themselves to say, you know, I need to, you know, go through some personal growth myself, and I'm going to do that for myself, even if you're in the midst of that being in that toxic relationship. And guess what's going to happen? I'm going to tell you what's happening so you can pay attention to that. Once you start, you know, doing self-evaluating yourself and try to take hold on, you know, really improving on yourself as an individual, to continue to, you know, starting to love yourself more, the person that you will try to, you know, even more impact your thoughts and strip you away from your sanity, trying to make you believe that it's all you and, you know, the relationship, that the things that you're going through in your relationship is all you, because they you know, they're probably identifying that you are going through some personal growth. And when you're going through some personal growth and you're becoming wiser about things, you know, that person that causes that toxic, you know, environment in your life sees that, and then that would expose them, because they know that you are growing into your own and you're coming into your own. So you definitely have to make sure that when you're coming into your own personal growth, that you are going to uncover some things. You're going to uncover that the true situation that you're in, and that's going to empower you to move on into a better relationship. And that person is going to know that they stand a chance of losing you, because they're going to be exposed, because you're growing spiritually, mentally, and physically. And when you get to that point where you're growing mentally and physically and spiritually, make sure that once you take that stand for your own self, that you continue on the path and remain steadfast in your decision to walk away from something that doesn't make you happy. But this is what I want you to pay attention to. Once you're going through your own personal growth, here are some of the things that are going to occur. If a person is toxic in your relationship, there's going to be some major negativity going on, because they know that you are growing. Toxic relationships are negative, draining, and abusive. And abusive not necessarily in a physical manner, but in a mental, emotional, and spiritual manner. That's because that's where toxic people like to disconnect you, allow, you know, likes to cause problems. And so you definitely have to know that even though they may not physically be harming you or touching you in any kind of way, the worst type of manipulation the worst type of manipulation and destroying of a person is to get them mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. If somebody gets you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, they are going to drag you so far down that you may not even see the rainbow, the powder goal at the end of the rainbow to pull yourself back up. I'm just going to keep it real. So therefore, you have to go in and mentally strengthen yourself, emotionally and spiritually, and that's done by putting yourself before the Most High, allowing yourself to, you know, take that moment of meditation and prayer and empowering yourself and strengthening yourself mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because you do not want a person to take you down there, because it's difficult to, you know, see, you know, the direction of the Most High when you allow a person, a toxic person, to get you in that area. I believe that a verbal and an emotional abuse can often be even more damaging than physical abuse, because why? It internalizes that negativity, meaning that it keeps it within you. You know, they go deep within. When a person gets you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that means they have gotten into you. They have tapped into the very core of you. And so that negativity becomes eternalized, and you believe everything that they have to say. And it's just like a beating drum in your heart that, you know, when they say something, if you begin to beat your own self up with those same negative words, and if you don't believe me, if a person says, you ain't nothing, you start believing, maybe I'm not nothing. When you start questioning yourself, second-guessing yourself, then you know that they have gotten you. But guess what? There's always a way. because the Most High makes a way out of no way. He can deliver you from that toxic relationship. But it takes you to, you know, really cry out and reach out unto him so you can grab hold onto that life that you so desire. Usually it's very easy to realize that you're involved in a toxic relationship. However, you have been in a relationship long term. And so if you've been in a long-term relationship, in a long-term toxic relationship, you may have become so used to the negativity that that you are noticing that your partner is not supportive of your positive changes and wondering if you might be involved in an unhealthy toxic relationship. Here's a way out to find out is that don't make this mistake by, you know, allowing yourself to continue in a relationship because you have become so complacent with it and that you, you know, you feel like it's just easy just to deal with who you know instead of starting something new. Whew, that couldn't be far from the truth. Somebody just waiting at the gate just for you. One turn to the left can turn you right to the person that you need to be with. So don't allow yourself to be so complacent with a toxic relationship that you're afraid to even start over. You can't even see or believe that there is someone waiting for you that will provide for you, support you, and love you in spite of all circumstances. Don't make that mistake of, you know, become complacent in that mindset. Miracles can happen and people do change, but only if they want to change for their own reasons. And I must say this again because so many women are guilty of trying to change men that they already know that are not good for them. And I only want to speak from that perspective because I hear it so often. It's repeated over and over again in the hearts and minds of the women out there. You guys, if he wants to change, you have to allow him to change on his own terms, but outside of being with you. Because if he continues to be with you and in that relationship, guess what? He's never going to change because you have already accepted what he has to give. And once you accept what a man has to give, and I'm not trying to keep this conversation one side, I just want to bring out this point, speaking as a woman. Once you have accepted the actions and the treatment of a person in your life, the toxic treatment in their life, once you have accepted that, they will not change in your presence or if you continue to be in that relationship while they're in the relationship with you. They can only do that and decide that for themselves outside of you. That's the only way you're going to find happiness and they're going to find happiness. Because usually if somebody says, well, I'll change, they may momentarily do that just to keep you in the relationship. But hear the word momentarily. It will be a temporary fix. It will be a Band-Aid over a wound. But it will never heal completely if you continue to be in. I want all my young women out there to really just grow into your own and understand that a lot of you are too young to be in relationships to really just really understand what relationships are all about. 16, 17, 18 years old, that's too young to really try to be in a committed relationship, you know. But, you know, there are so many people who do find love at those ages. You just have to, you know, find and borrow wisdom from many places and many people who have wisdom to really give you some direction in relationships. One of the things you must realize, the only person you can change is yourself, and you're not going to be a get to that positive support that you need in your relationship. You're going to ask for it. All you want, you can say, honey, you know, this our relationship is not working. You know, I want us to work. But if the other partner that you're in a relationship don't want to do, guess what? It shall not be done. All right. Since it's true that often people do not change, I'm going to read this, at least not per your timetable. The mistake that some make is that they stop their own personal growth out of fear of losing the toxic relationship, even though they intellectually know that it's not healthy for them. Do you hear that statement? There are people who know that the relationship that they're in is not healthy, but they fear losing the relationship they're in you know, and I know the reason why is because they're afraid to start over again. They find some bit of quality in this person, but not enough for them to be happy in. And they're afraid that once, if they get back out there, they're not going to find anything better. But again, that could be, that's so far from the truth. And a lot of times, even we're talking about getting rid of the toxic relationships so that you can link into the love, and link into love and its liberty. If you truly want a divine love and a divine connection and love and want to live in the freedom and the beauty of love, you have to be willing to let whatever keeps you away from love go. And not fear. F-E-A-R, fear is the one thing that drives so many people away from happiness. That is the one thing that drives people away from really knowing and feeling and being in happy relationships. So that is something that you have to, you know, come to grips with. When you're growing spiritually, mentally, and physically, all the, you know, all of those things, you need to understand that, you know, fear is your enemy, and that the very thing that you want to acquire in your life, fear will keep you from that. You should want that more than anything, to get rid of fear, so that you can have that loving wife, that loving husband, that unconditional love, and that supportive spouse. And it doesn't mean that there will never be conflict, but it means at the end of the day, I don't care what you guys go through, you always come to back together as one. All right. We only have a few more minutes. I'm going to go into a little bit of overtime because I want to bring out a few more points. So if you're in the chat room is going to be closing very shortly. And you all those that are still on air on the line, you will still be able to hear me. A toxic relationship will bring you down. Do you hear me? A toxic relationship will bring you down. If you're in the wrong relationship, you will not be going higher in anything that you're doing. It may even feel like you are going on higher. Like you may be experiencing some good things in your life, and you know you're going on the right path of your life. But when you really sit down and evaluate the whole entire situation, a toxic relationship will bring you down. It will keep you in one position. It will keep opportunity. It will keep you from doing the things that you desire to do. It will keep you. It will help. It will cause you to make decisions that you normally wouldn't make. So you definitely have to just really pay attention to those things. A person can make everything look glamorous on one side of the spectrum, but if you peek over to the other side, you're like, hey, this don't even balance out. You know what I mean? They can make you feel that, you know, because you're going with what they're doing in your life, and that, you know, you being blessed and just, you know, blessed beyond compare, and it may even seem like it to you. But if you truly look closely, you'll find that you're not being blessed as you think you are. You're just only going in the direction where this person is taking you, and they're making you feel like, hey, you with me, and I'm taking you to higher heights and deeper depths. And, you know, it's really not, it's just them. They're getting everything, and everything that they want, they're controlling the whole entire situation, and you're just going along for the ride. And you feel like, hey, this is my happy moment, and this is the, you know, we doing the thing, and it's not really so. At the end of the day, eventually, you will have the reality will kick in, and you will begin to see what's truly going on. If you choose to really see, and you choose you really want to be in a loving, caring relationship. But one other point, there are no victims, another possible outcome. Something else that can stop you from pursuing your positive path is the fear of looking at your own contribution to the toxic relationship. All right, I wanted to get to that point before we got off air, because you can be in a toxic relationship and that person can bear more of the, you know, you contribute more of the toxic that's in that relationship. But the truth of the matter is, it's two of you in that relationship, and you have to really own up to what you're bringing that's toxic into the relationship as well. So it's not one-sided. It could be, you know, it could be more overbearing. The other person can be more overbearing with what their contribution to the toxic, you know, responses in your relationship. But if you really, you know, look at it, you're in the relationship. So you have to be true to yourself and see what you're contributing to that relationship to make it a toxic relationship. So, you know, that's that one little point of personal truth of knowing what you're doing in the relationship that makes it toxic as well. And work on that. If you're really, you know, going through a point of personal growth, you will begin to see that, you know, hey, I need to do some things within my life to contribute a better quality of life and love in the next relationship that I'm in. Something else to consider is that you just might find that you are the main source of the toxic relationship. So if you find that also in this is second point of personal truth, then perhaps you got to get with a great person and they have to stay with you even though they have been brought down by the negative in the relationship. Well, what I will say with this, I don't totally agree with that whole entire statement because sometimes you can't bring, you know, it could have a counter effect where, you know, if you are a person that's going in a great, you know, heading in a great direction and you allow yourself to be with a toxic person, sometimes, you know, that could be more overpowering and adversely bring you down in the midst of you trying to bring somebody else up just to be with them in a relationship. I wouldn't personally recommend that, but there's probably about 0.5% probability that another person who is very strong, powerful person can help bring up another person in the relationship and make a negative relationship into a positive one. So, you know, it's not unheard of, but it can. And I think that's the point that is trying to be made here, that it is possible that miracles do happen, but the probability of it is not very high. All right. It doesn't have to be all bad. We're going to close with this. No matter what stage of personal growth you are in, be aware of whether your relationships are supportive or toxic. So remember what I said earlier about being discerning. You really need to take inventory of the relationships you are in or involved in, whether it be family, friends, coworkers, a loving, you know, an intimate relationship with a partner. Just evaluate the situation on a case-by-case situation. And don't let fear be kick in, fear of losing that relationship, because if you allow fear to kick in, it'll keep you in a toxic relationship and ultimately hindering your own personal growth. And the things that you so desire, you will not get them because you're allowing yourself to, because you remain in a situation that is unhealthy for you. So here's what you need to do. Continue on your path of personal growth. Begin to clean up what, you know, needs to be cleaned up within yourself, you know, by identifying what you bring in a relationship that's not so healthy. And begin to work on you and make sure that whatever relationship you are in, that you are being the person that's bringing the highest good in that relationship, and bringing and rendering love toward that person, being supportive, all of those good things. You know, allow yourself to be a person that brings forth good and the best out of other people, and ultimately allow yourself to attract and link into the love that and liberty of that love that you so desire by being a better person yourself and undergoing the personal growth that you need. I just want to say that I just really enjoyed this conversation. I really almost feel, because I had more material to carry, but, you know, we only had an hour and a half for the show. But this is a deep topic, and I just want to thank the individuals that asked for me to speak on it and help them identify some of the things that are toxic. And we, you know, we share a lot of things that are toxic that can be toxic in relationships. And I hope that, you know, the information was very helpful for you. And, you know, please contact me anytime. My life coaching business is Mia Happy Life Coaching, and we are the company where we help all push past you. You can call us anytime at 734-288-7189. If we're unable to answer, leave us a message, and we'll definitely get back with you at as early as opportunity. If you feel like you need life coaching on many facets of your life, we certainly can help you with that. Just make sure you leave detailed information so that we can get back with you. I just want to say also, sometimes people call and they, you know, they leave the message so fast, they forget to leave the number. So please, even when you say, hi, my name is such, 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 don't forget to leave the number, because guess what? We can't call you back if you don't leave the number. And, you know, we've even got a couple calls and then people say, well, you didn't call me back. And I said, well, you didn't leave a number. So, and, you know, it does happen. Sometimes people think, oh, okay, I left a message, so I had to leave a number. But if you let them listen to the playback of the message, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't leave a number. So, you know, that's the great thing about voicemail. You know, you can have that voicemail, but if you don't leave a number, a person can't call you back. If your number doesn't come up on the call ID or if it doesn't record your number, we have a system in place where if you call, your information sometimes come up and sometimes it doesn't come up. So it's just for best for you to just kind of leave the number so that we can return the call. I just want to thank again Kelly for calling in and weighing in on the conversation. I certainly appreciate her presence and her input on this conversation. And I want all the young women and young men out there that's seeking love to allow yourself, don't be afraid to leave a relationship that's unhealthy for you, because ultimately it's going to end anyway. If you're unhappy in a relationship, eventually it will take flight on its own and you will not be in that relationship anyway, because one of you at some point in given time will say, I have to let this go. And if you are truly a person that's really linked, wanting to link into love and just want that freedom and the beauty of love that is awaiting you, then you will be the brave person to say, hey, I deserve better. I love me. I want love. I want to give love. And I want to walk in love. Then you'll be able to say, hey, I have to let it go. All right, with that being said, I just want to, again, thank you, everyone. And make sure you tune into some of our other regular scheduled shows throughout the week. And don't be a stranger to Life with Michelle. We took a little bit of break because we have so many things that we are that are going on. We have our we have an event coming up next month. It got around quick at the Village Theater. It's the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. If you're in the Michigan area or anywhere around the globe, feel free to link in to SpokenWordBillboard.com. We have information on there. We have a video on YouTube, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. You look at our commercial. That gives you a link also to, for ticket information. $25 per ticket is going to be a grand time, and we want as many people to be there. We're trying to fill up 400 seats, so help us fill up those 400 seats and really, you know, embrace the art of poetry and music and all of those wonderful things. Please do come and check us out at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. The information is it can be found on online. That way you can, you know, just, you know, tap right into it. You can actually go to their site, click on the month of September, and it'll show our event. It'll also take you to our, you know, our ticket information and tell you exactly what the event is all about. We're going to be awarding poets and musicians and all kind of creative people that evening. And while in giving you some entertainment, we have so many wonderful people. We have the comedian Coco, the laugh therapist, that's going to be there giving us the funny. We have a vocalist, Tierra, which is my niece, who has a beautiful voice. And we have Spoken with Flo, Hakeem Cranston, that's really just taking the world by storm with the spoken word. Very involved brother in the community and all that he does. So he happens to be one of our nominees, so he's doing the thing out there. So, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that he walks away with one of those trophies, because he is one deserving brother of it. Then we have actor John D. Green Sr. bringing some music to the stage, some of his music to the stage, and he's doing his thing, and, you know, with the music and acting. So, you know, kudos to him. So we're just loving everybody today. You know, we expect great things. We have a great team working with us. Our host of that evening is going to be Quincy L. Lewis. We have Kelly, you know, that who was just on air. She's working with me to pull this all together. Miss Lori, Miss Latonda Simmons, so many wonderful people helping me to bring this all together in such a short time. So I just want to say how much I appreciate those people, because without them, it would be no event, because it takes a whole lot of people to bring something together and bring something together positive. I just want to leave you with this love affirmation. Love affirmation, welcome here. Okay. If you want to attract love in your life, you have to first give out love. And that's all I want to say. With that being said, good night, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We love you and we appreciate you. Please check out our show for tomorrow on Conversations with the Queen. Miss Tay Queen, we're bringing her platform tomorrow with some great, wise discussion. Here's to your health on Tuesday night, Wednesday with psychotherapist Lloyd Colburn. We have a lot of wonderful people on our network, and we're looking for more wonderful people. So if you feel like you have a show in mind that you want to bring out, please contact us at pensproducer@live.com and put in the subject line, I'm interested in hosting, or hosting is just fine, and we'll be happy to, you know, have a conversation with you. We love you and appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and we're going to take it out a little bit of jazzy tonight. All right, well, let's take it out with our endless love again. Good night, folks. We love you.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
I'll hold you close in my arms.